Genesis 31. The message tonight is Time to Go Home. Genesis 31. Let me read you the first 21 verses in addition to the last verse of chapter 30. Jacob, as I told you last week, was providing for his own household. And now, after 6 years, it says in verse 43, and the man increased exceedingly and had large flocks and maidservants and menservants and camels and asses. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before time. And the Lord said unto Jacob, Return unto the land of thy fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before time, but the God of my father hath been with me. And you know that with all my power I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God permitted him not to hurt me. If he said thus, The speckled shall be thy wages, then all the flock bear speckled. And if he said thus, The ring streaked shall be thy wages, then bear all the flock ring streaked. Thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father, and hath given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the flock conceived, that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the male goats which leaped upon the flock were ring-streaked, speckled and grizzled. And the angel of God said unto me in the dream, Jacob. And I said, Here am I. And he said, Lift up now thine eyes and see. All the male goats which leap upon the flock are ring-streaked, speckled and grizzled, for I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar, where you vowed a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy nativity. And Rachel and Leah answered, and said unto him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not accounted by him as foreigners? For he hath sold us, and hath also quite devoured our money. For all the riches which God hath taken away from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do. Then Jacob rose up, and set his sons and his wives upon the camels. And he carried away all his cattle and all his substance which he had gathered, the cattle of his getting which he had gathered in Paddan Aram, to go to Isaac his father, unto the land of Canaan. Now Laban was gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel stole the teraphim that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river, and set his face toward the mountain of Gilead. When we move to different places, sometimes we go expecting to stay a day, a month, a year. But when Jacob left home to get a wife, He never suspected that he would stay away as long as he did. But probably he thought that he would go and secure a wife and give his brother Esau time to lose his anger so that it would not be murder in his heart, and then come home with his wife. But instead, it turned out that to get that wife, he had to labor 7 years for Laban, Rachel's father. And then you remember the deceit of Laban in slipping in Leah first. And so he had to labor 14 years before he could even think about going home. But in chapter 30, he said to Laban, "Send me away that I may go into my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest that my service wherewith I have served thee." 14 years have passed, and Jacob wants to go home then. But it was not God's time for him to go home. He wanted to. It would seem logical. He had not wanted to stay 14 years away from his old father and his mother. When he left home, his father had said, "I know not the day of my death." And he's been gone 14 years, and he wants to go back to see his old father. But after 14 years, he has nothing. Think of that, laboring 14 years, and if he were asked, "What do you have in reserve to take care of your family?" he would say, "Nothing." That was the greed of his father-in-law, to give him nothing. "I'll give you my daughters, 14 years labor, and I'll give you food, and I will give you shelter, and that is all." And yet he was aware that Jacob was not simply serving him well, but that God, for some reason, the God of Jacob, was blessing Laban through this man that was working for him. But in spite of all of that, knowing these things, in his greed, he gave him nothing. And so finally, after 14 years, there was an agreement made that he shall serve him 6 more years. And I told you last week about the arrangement. It looked as, since Jacob had nothing after 14 years, he would have nothing after 6 more years, or a mere pittance. But what happened was this. God had determined to bless Jacob, and Jacob was using all of his stratagems to outsmart Laban, but they were doing no good. Finally, Jacob acknowledges that God has provided for me. God has delivered me from the deception of Laban, my father-in-law. He saw all of that. And so finally, after 20 years, he is a wealthy man now. He has enough to provide for his household. He can go home and not even say to his father, "Now that I'm back, I have nothing, but you are a well-to-do man, and so you supply me with a home and with cattle and with provisions and start me out well." It wasn't that way. When he goes home, he has such abundance that he's able even to share it with his brother Esau, and he doesn't even miss what he's going to give to his brother Esau. But now, the difference is this. He wanted to go to see his father after 14 years, but it was arranged that he labor 6 more years, but now he has his wives. He has 11 boys and 1 girl that we know about. He is well-to-do, and he wants to go home. Now, you would think, just as he said to Laban after 14 years, "Give me what is mine, that I may go to my place. I want to go home again. I want to see my father. Give me what is mine." That is what he said the first time, and Laban was quite agreeable with him, but talked him into staying for a number of years more. But now, why? In chapter 31, when he wants to leave, does he not approach Laban again and tell him the same thing and say, as I worked for you 14 years for your daughters, I've now worked for you 6 years, and this is what God has given me of your stock and your possessions. I want to go home. He tells us why he is going to steal away in secret. This is what he says. Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, lest thou shouldest take my daughters from me by force. Think of that. That was the estimate, and it was a true estimate, of what he had of his father-in-law. God told him to go, but, he said, God told me to go, but I had better arrange a way to escape so that my father-in-law will do me no injury, will not take my wives away from me and send me home alone. Here is the remarkable thing, that after all these years, God, who is the God of Bethel, to whom Jacob made a vow, and God made a promise to fulfill that vow, and that vow has been fulfilled, he is not able to trust God to continue to protect him and get him home safely from the hatred and the jealousy and the greed of Laban, his father-in-law. And so God said, go home, but just as it was told that he was going to be the inheritor of the blessing and of the birthright, even though he was the younger son, yet he had to bring about through stealth and deceit these two blessings. And this is the lesson that we should learn, that if God has made us a promise, it is unnecessary for us to do something that is unworthy of God, to bring the promises of God to pass. God, who fulfills his promises in the past, will fulfill his promises in the present and in the future as well. But in all these years, Jacob has learned many things, but he has not learned that God will protect him and keep him under all circumstances. He is afraid that after all the goodness of God, that his father-in-law Laban is going to take back from him the thing that he worked for 14 years. And so he plans to go away in stealth. God told him, and then God came to him in a dream. And again he says, it's time for you to go home. Notice the stealth. When he gets this message from God, he calls his wives out into the field where his flock is, so that nobody will know what they're talking about, so that Laban will not know what is going on. And then he discusses with them, and we learn the way that Laban has treated his son-in-law his whole life long. Tricked him every possible way. But in spite of what Laban tried to do, God overruled. And when Laban changed his ways, then God immediately changed it so that he would be blessed according to the change that Laban had made. You've changed my wages 10 times, but in spite of that, God saw to it that Laban was overcome, and all the promises that God made to Jacob had been fulfilled. And he told his wives these things. And isn't it sad? I wonder how many of you would like to go and tell the daughters of your father-in-law just how unworthy, how deceitful, how base your father was. And yet, that is what Jacob had to do. And when he discusses the true character of Laban, this is what his daughters answered. Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not accounted by him as foreigners? For he hath sold us, and also hath quite devoured our money. He has taken away all the riches that were ours. So think of that. What Jacob is telling his wives agree, and they see this baseness in their father as well. And so when he says, it's time to go to my land, to my father, his wives say this to him, Do what God has told you to do. Whatsoever God has said unto thee, do. And then Jacob rises up and gathers all his substance, and then he prepares to go home. Now, again, he is so clever. When they're going to have a sheep shearing, Laban's sheep would be at a distance from Jacob's, and so while he is away celebrating and shearing his sheep, Jacob is able to take all of his cattle and gather things together and make preparations and then start out on his journey to see his father again. Now, though he had nothing 6 years ago, he has abundance of cattle, and also he has camels, and also he would have men servants and maid servants, and this way he is on his way to go home to his father again. What is so sad is this, that whereas the daughters are agreeing with Jacob about the baseness of their father, still there is baseness in the heart of Rachel as well. I told you some weeks back that it said Jacob loved Rachel. And you try to think why Jacob loved Rachel. And the only reason that you can see is that because she was fair in face and in form, and that must have been her only good point, because you see the way that she would wrestle and try to overpower her sister. And then you see also that her heart is taken up with idols still. After all of these years, her father has teraphim, false gods, little idols in this case. And she knows about those idols. And so instead of being a woman who respects and honors her father, she goes and steals her father's idols. And so it exposes just what Rachel is as well. This is what is so sad. You do not read of any of the knowledge that Jacob had of God, that he learned at Bethel, that he went and proclaimed to his wives and his children. If he did, we're told nothing about it. The sad thing is that even though Jacob has a specific God, he has God, the God of his fathers, and he has Jehovah, Yahweh. That is his personal name. Jacob knows about these things, but evidently, though he wanted wives that were relatives of his mother, Rebekah, evidently, he is not concerned about completely breaking them away from their worship and also their devotion to the gods that their father had had. Now, this is what is so sad. Here is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they have a specific God. And Laban is descended from Abraham's brothers. And they know about this same God, but instead of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Laban speaks of, Your God said to me. In all those years, in seeing how God had blessed Jacob and blessed him through Jacob, He understood that it was Jacob and his God, and yet he does not say, your God has become my God. Think now, in the book of Ruth, Ruth was a Moabitess, and yet when Naomi has been with her so many years, Naomi and Mahlon, the wife, the husband of Ruth, they have told her about the true God of Israel. And Ruth says, your God shall be my God. But nothing like this has happened in the lives of Jacob and his wives. Here is a wife, and she has been converted to the true God of Israel. But here are the wives of Jacob, and they have not been converted to the true God of Israel. Still thinking that there is power in these little gods that their father has been worshiping, and so she goes and steals them. To think now, it would be so good that if when children left home, they would take with them the true knowledge of God and an exemplary father, the memory of him and what he has done. But here are these daughters, and when they leave, they see what their father is, and also they've not changed away from his gods, and so there is still this failure, this shortcoming. And yet God tells it to us in truth. So this is the condition of Jacob, and this is why he wanted to go home now, and God has given him the go-ahead, but he would do it his own way, thinking that God, who cared for him for 20 years, can't care for him now, as he tells him, it's time to go home, and it's time for us to go home as well. Our Father, we pray that you shall reveal to us in our hearts how what we are in the past, even if we've been converted, it does not automatically change us completely, but you've told us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray, our God, that this shall be true of us. We pray that whereas when we were young and we come from families, some may not have known the knowledge of the one true God and Jesus Christ, his Son. We pray, Father, that those who do know it, that the wives that they take, that they shall already be believers, but our God, at least this much, if not, they shall be changed to believe in the true God and in their Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you for what we see these 20 years in the life of Jacob, and we pray that the lessons he had to learn shall be learned by us. In the name of Jesus Christ the Lord, we pray. Amen. The meeting is over.